Trump not satisfied with latest Iranian proposal, may never be a deal. By Joshua Klein on May 1, 2026. President Donald Trump said Friday that he is not satisfied with Iran's latest proposal to end the conflict, warning there may never be a deal as he described Tehran's leadership as very disjointed and confirmed he was briefed on potential military options if an agreement is not reached. Speaking to reporters as he departed the White House, Trump made clear that the revised Iranian offer, delivered through Pakistani mediators, falls short despite ongoing diplomatic engagement. "They want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it," Trump said, adding that Iran is seeking terms he can't agree to even as negotiations continue. He argued Tehran's push reflects its weakened position, saying the regime wants to make a deal because they have no military left, essentially. Trump pointed to internal divisions within Iran's leadership as a central obstacle, describing a fractured system struggling to coalesce after the sustained U.S.-Israeli campaign that decimated much of the regime's senior command structure. "There's tremendous discord, they're having a tremendous problem getting along with each other," Trump said. "The leadership is very disjointed. It's got two, three, maybe four groups, they all want to make a deal, but they're all messed up." The disarray comes as Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, the son of former leader Ali Khamenei, who was killed in the opening phase of the conflict, has yet to appear publicly and is reportedly operating from a secure location following severe injuries sustained in the same strike. In statements issued Thursday via Iranian state media, Khamenei signaled a hardline posture, warning Iran would continue to assert control over the region while pushing back against U.S. demands, even as competing factions jockey for influence behind the scenes. While Trump said Iran has made strides in recent contacts, he expressed doubt the regime can ultimately align on terms acceptable to Washington. "I'm not sure they ever get there," he said, referring to reaching an agreement that meets U.S. terms. Trump also confirmed he was briefed Thursday by U.S. Central Command on potential next steps following the latest developments, describing a stark choice between renewed military action and continued diplomacy. "There are options," Trump said. "Do we want to go and just blast the hell out of them and finish them forever, or do we want to try to make a deal? Those are the options." While emphasizing he would prefer to avoid escalation on a human basis, Trump made clear military action remains on the table if negotiations collapse. The remarks came as Iranian state media reported early Friday that Tehran had submitted a revised proposal to the United States via Pakistani mediators, a development later confirmed by Pakistani officials who said the response had been conveyed to U.S. officials. According to reporting by The Wall Street Journal on Friday, the updated proposal softens some of Iran's earlier conditions, including dropping its demand that the United States lift its naval blockade before talks begin, but continues to defer substantive negotiations over its nuclear program while seeking sanctions relief. The report indicates Tehran is proposing to discuss conditions for reopening the Strait of Hormuz alongside U.S. guarantees tied to de-escalation, while pushing core nuclear issues to a later stage, an approach that remains a non-starter for Washington. Trump has repeatedly emphasized, including earlier this week, that any agreement must directly address Iran's nuclear program, warning there will be no deal unless Tehran agrees it will never obtain a nuclear weapon. The diplomatic push comes as a fragile ceasefire, in place since early April following nearly 6 weeks of fighting that began with the February 28 launch of Operation Epic Fury, continues to hold, even as tensions remain elevated. Trump has also pointed to the ongoing U.S. naval blockade as a central source of leverage, arguing this week that the pressure campaign has forced Tehran back toward negotiations while continuing to strain its economy. Despite renewed diplomatic movement, Trump said he is not satisfied with Iran's latest proposal, casting doubt on the regime's ability to reach an agreement as the United States maintains its economic pressure campaign and keeps military options on the table. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.